AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The polls have just closed in Mississippi, and most polls in delegate-rich Michigan are also closed. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
Ross, for both parties, Michigan is the big prize tonight, but our first results are coming from Mississippi. There we can report at this hour that Hillary Clinton has won the state's Democratic primary, another southern state to add to her wide delegate lead over Bernie Sanders. He, in fact, is in Miami, already looking forward to next week's crucial Florida contest.
Let's show the world that democracy is alive and well with a huge voter turnout. Huge!
For Republicans, the question since Super Tuesday has been, can foes like Ted Cruz stop Donald Trump?
It is becoming abundantly clear. If you want to defeat Donald Trump, our campaign is the only one who can do it.
Well, we'll see about what Michigan has to say about that, Ross. And remember, Republicans also have contests tonight in Idaho and Hawaii. Ross?
Mark Smith, live with us tonight. Ohio Governor John Kasich says he doesn't depend on polls to determine how well his campaign is doing.
I'm not a pollster, and I'm not a predictor. You know why God made pollsters? To make astrologers look accurate, okay?
Marco Rubio supporters chanted his name today in Sarasota, Florida, the next big contest in the race to the White House. Rubio says unlike some others who are running for president, he has real ideas on how to get things done.
You go on my website, marcorubio.com. And you will see a real plan to roll back taxes. You will see a real plan to roll back federal regulations. You will see a real plan to save Social Security and Medicare.
Democrats have won a crucial House seat in Kentucky and maintain control of the state house. This is AP Radio News. The nation has just gone through its warmest winter on record.
National weather experts say the just-finished meteorological winter, December through February, averaged more than 4.5 degrees above normal in the lower 48 states, breaking a record set in the winter of 1999-2000. The blame goes to a combination of El Niño and global warming. While last month was just the seventh warmest February, an unusually warm December after a record warm fall pushed the winter into the record books. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that a damaging storm that struck a mobile home park in a small North Texas town was indeed a tornado. Two people hurt in Tolar. In the meantime, forecasters are warning that bands of torrential rain moving through Oklahoma could cause rivers in the region to flood and overflow their banks. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.